Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a fun one. But before we get started, I'd like to thank OnPay, our sponsor. Without them, we could not be sharing these important stories, so please check them out at onpay.com. On today's Atlanta Business Radio, we have Whitney Bennett, and she is with CallRail. Welcome, Whitney.
Thanks, Lee. Great to be here.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about CallRail. How are you guys serving folks?
Yeah, so CallRail is a marketing analytics platform. So we provide proof to agencies and small businesses that their marketing spend captures valuable and qualified leads.
And then your role is in the HR world, talent, culture?
Yes. So at CallRail, we call HR talent and culture, and I lead the HR department at CallRail. With a focus on developing a meaningful culture where our employees feel truly supported and inspired by the work we do each day.
Now, for folks that are in smaller firms, culture is one of those things that it's developing whether you are kind of being mindful about it or not, right? Like that's one of those things like branding. It happens whether you're trying or not. So you might as well try a little bit to get this right.
100%. I think you've got to be super intentional about what you want your culture to be, and you've got to hire for it, reward it, and terminate for it if people kind of are not fitting into that culture that you want at your company.
So it's one of those circumstances where choose wisely is an important component. It's easier to have a robust culture if you're choosing the right folks to be part of it to begin with.
Yes. And I think what's really important is being transparent with people about this is what we are. This is what we're about. We want you here. We want you to choose to do this. But it's also okay if our culture doesn't necessarily align with what you want to do and what you're about. So being really transparent is something that I think is super important in a successful culture.
So now at CallRail, what are kind of the true norths or the most important kind of maybe softer skills that are important to fit in at CallRail?
Yeah, so I think one of our culture statements is actually respect everyone. And that is something that is truly so important. We don't want to promote brilliant jerks. I think that's a stereotype of a lot of startups and is not something that we support at all. So respecting everyone, being able to work on cross-functional teams, and really, really being passionate about serving your customers, whether they're internal or external. Obviously, HR has all internal customers. We really want to make the employees have the best experience. And externally, our support, our marketing, our salespeople, they really care about our customers having the best experience.
So now when you're interviewing folks, what are some of the clues you see that are like, okay, this person's going to fit in here?
So if you ask them how they've solved a problem or done a project, and if they just talk about themselves and don't at all talk about the team, or if you ask them about a mistake they've made and they don't own up to it and they kind of blame other people, that's not someone that's going to fit in. We also really want people that are passionate and excited about customers and understanding that if we don't have customers, we don't have a business. So people that answer questions with the customer in mind typically are going to do really well at CallRail.
Now, recently you've been recognized as one of the top places to work. How did that kind of come about? Why was that important for you to even submit yourself for that recognition? And what are some of the things you're doing to kind of inspire your folks?
Sure. So honestly, like it's a great recruiting tool if you're recognized as a best place to work. So that is something that's really great and helps us retain top talent. internally, it really serves as a tool to let us know where we need to focus, what's working, what's not, and how we can do better. So we do use these surveys to inform a lot of our decisions. I think the things that people were really excited about, especially in the survey, the number one thing that came back was our leadership development program, which is something that we did in conjunction with Lewis Leadership. And it's called LEAD, Leadership Exploration and Development. And it's a 12-month course for managers or people with manager potential, where they learn the soft skills and also the hard skills in order to support their employees better, and then have that group of other managers that they then can talk about best practices with, see what's working, see what's not working. So that was something that was really successful that I think led to us being one of the top workplaces.
Now, did anything come back in the survey that surprised you?
I would say that transparency is something that we're consistently working on. And so seeing that some of that was still a little lower made us get creative about how we're sharing the information. We are a super Slack heavy organization and people don't always read emails. I think that's kind of the trend now. So kind of switching up the avenues in which we communicate, people have really improved the transparency scores that we're seeing now.
Now, how do you, as a software as a service business, how do you kind of have this trickle down all the way to the people who are using the service at different levels? Like, how do you kind of incorporate the transparency and authenticity all the way down to all your clients as well, not just your employees?
Sure. So I think that's an interesting question, especially right now, given that we're in a pandemic, a lot of small businesses are suffering, and those small businesses are our clients. So we try to find new ways to stay connected and support each other and our community. Small businesses looking to maximize tight budgets shouldn't have to go without solutions that enable informed decisions, especially as they adjust their strategies to meet the changing customer needs. So that's why, as the pandemic started happening, we began offering a 2-month free trial for new customers in an effort to give them access to holistic data that provides which marketing channels are most effective. We are also doing another campaign right now called Camp Call Rail, where we're basically just doing a lot of interactive things for our customers and kind of giving them fun opportunities as well while everyone's remote and keeping engaged with them.
Now, CallRail started here in Atlanta, but you have customers all over the globe, right?
We do, yes. So we are local in Atlanta. All of our employees are in Atlanta, but we serve customers nationwide.
Now, because you have customers nationwide, how has kind of dealing with the pandemic, did you have to change different things for different folks, or how has the pandemic impacted your business?
Yeah, so I think like everyone, we experienced a dip when the pandemic happened in early March when things started getting pretty serious and everyone needed to go work from home. Some businesses had to shutter because their gyms or dentist offices or spas. So we saw the dip that everyone else saw, and now we're kind of experiencing the uptick again. I think, you know, the phone call is making a comeback with everyone being remote. And so it was a little nerve-wracking, I think, just like it was for everyone, but we feel like we're in a pretty solid space right now.
Now, who is the sweet spot for a CallRail customer?
I would say that we work a lot with advertising agencies. So those are some of our biggest customers. Previous to this, the customers that I just mentioned, dentists, spas, those kinds of places were using us a lot. Auto dealerships, lawyers' offices. So we really want CallRail to be accessible for everyone. primarily when we started, small businesses were our sweet spot, but now we are trying to retain those small businesses, but also grow and be available for those larger clients as well.
Now, do you have any advice for the startup that's out there that's starting a company? Maybe they just have a few employees or workers that are part of the team. What are some of the kind of things they can be doing to instill a culture that really kind of can stay the course of time?
So I think the important thing about culture, as far as keeping people engaged, is creating traditions and keeping them. So having touchstones and letting people know what to expect. Is it a Zoom happy hour every Tuesday? Is it, you know, you get together and have lunch? Is it trivia night? Is it different things? So things like that, even during the pandemic, where they know what they can expect. And I think also asking employees what's important to them. I think through this pandemic, we'll see it might not be the highest salary that's going to remain important. It might be a flexible schedule. It might be the ability to continue to work from anywhere once this has passed. So being in touch with your employee, doing pulse surveys, making sure you know kind of where they are and meeting them there.
Now, at CallRail, was that a place where people came to an office together, and then now some of you are working remotely? Like, how has the workforce kind of changed during this?
Yes. So we are in the Equitable Building now, the Georgia's own building in downtown Atlanta. So kind of right in the heart of it. A lot of people rode MARTA. A lot of people biked to work. So obviously that all had to change. We are all working remotely now. And I think we plan to do that, at least make it optional, until the end of the year. So there are some people that are really itching to get back and missing having a dedicated space that they can go. And we'll try to make that feasible for the people who want it. But we found that we can do it remotely, so there's no huge rush to get back to the office.
Now, do you see any kind of silver linings in terms of maybe some of the things you've implemented to kind of triage the situation you might be able to kind of use moving forward once this thing's done?
Yeah, I think one thing that's been good is oftentimes when you're all in the office and one person is working from home, that person is hesitant to get in on their camera and to show their faces. I think we're all super used to that now, so that will happen. We've encouraged team members to expect and welcome disruptions during meetings. Kids are joining meetings. Pets are joining meetings. I think that flexibility and the empathy is something that will carry on when we go back to work. Well, not back to work, but back to the office. And resetting expectations on deadline with empathy and respect for others in unique circumstances. You know, this has affected everyone. Everyone is in a different place with this. Some people love it. Some people hate it. So really the empathy of meeting people where they are, I think will continue on once we get back to the office.
Now, officing in downtown Atlanta is kind of special, I think. We do some work down there with Georgia State. How has it been for you and kind of... You're right in the heart of downtown, so there's some, you know, pluses and minuses for that, but how have you enjoyed being downtown?
It's been great. Honestly, that's one of the reasons I chose to leave my former job and go to CallRail. I had been working in Cobb County, but living in Kirkwood, and you can't be being right in downtown. I think we're cautious of how are things going to change now? Are people going to be open to public transportation like they were before? But we have great views. It's super walkable. There's a lot of good food around. So from that standpoint, it's been great. And as far as volunteerism, we're really involved with Trees Atlanta and the Atlanta Bike Coalition. So those things are right downtown as well, which is really nice.
So now being part of the Atlanta community is part of the culture at CallRail, right?
It definitely is. And I think a lot of our employees kind of do that for us. We have a lot of employee resource groups that are really engaged in the communities. I have an excellent culture manager who helps bring things forward and gives us a lot of opportunities to involve ourselves and volunteer in different areas.
So now, as this pandemic, it seems like there's some sprouting. It's I'm not over by a long shot, but there's a lot more optimism this week than maybe last week, and there was more last week than the previous week. What are you most excited about going forward?
I'm excited to see how businesses pivot and start adding additional work-life balance and more flexibility for people, and seeing how we can make some kind of remote hybrid of in the office remote work for people. What does it look like now? What does technology look like now? I think a lot of businesses are going to pivot and come up with some really cool things because of the pandemic.
And right now, what do you need more of? Are you hiring right now? Are you looking for more clients? What can we be doing to help you?
We're always looking for more clients. And we're going to start hiring again here fairly soon. You know, like everyone, I think we took a pause, but hope to get back at it here really soon.
And if somebody wanted to learn more about CallRail, what's the website?
www.callrail.com.
And then the people who want to go to the website to hire you, their pain they're having is that they want to just get more data about their phone call sales operation. Is that the...
Yeah, it is. So the marketing spend, where is their marketing spend working and where is it not? What campaigns are working best for them and what ones should they not spend as much money on right now because those campaigns are not as successful?
And that's good intel to have, especially as everybody's watching every dollar. Good stuff, Whitney. Sure. Thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you, Lee.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, we could not be doing this work without our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.